morning. Coming up on 923. Got sunshine, 65 degrees. Monday, August 11th going on. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. And we do this once a month, and I always look forward to it, talking Make-A-Wish North Dakota. It is our Make-A-Wish Monday segment. We've got President and CEO Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, on the phone with me this morning. Billy Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Happy August.
Happy August.
Summer is winding down.
It's going quick. Hey, Billy, today we're talking Kids for Wish Kids. We've talked about this before, but you bring up a good point here. Philanthropy, you know, can start at any age. And you're going to share how youth can make a difference in the lives of other kids in the community. Billy, can you tell us a little bit about Kids for Wish Kids program?
Sure. It's a program that it's specialized for Make-A-Wish, and we can provide a kit that we can provide to the teacher, who could be an advisor or parents or a Cub Scout leader or whoever it may be. And it gives them opportunities of project ideas, what they can gain from the program. And also it they're giving back and helping other kids philanthropically. I can say this word on a Monday morning.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really what it is it's kids who are saying, I want to make a difference for other kids who are going through something that I'm not having to go through right now.
Well, and the timing on this really is perfect with the new school year starting up. Billy, give us an example of some of the project ideas.
Yeah, so this has been going on in North Dakota for over a decade, and so students of all ages can create their own ways to raise the funds. I mean, they're really the owner of any project. The teachers and the parents or whoever's involved can really help guide, but it's really their what they think would be fun, because that when you find that investment, what gives them joy will help them be more successful in their efforts. So I know in the Wahpeton area, the local elementary school has been so successful with Coins for Wishes. We know our Aurora has been successful with lemonade stands and hot cocoa stands. You can have a whole wish week. High schools do this often, even middle schools, but they have something every day, like you can wear a hat and pay a dollar, or you can do some fundraising for a pajama day, or even at a sporting event, you can have a pass the pail in a minute and see how much you can get. But all that is like a opportunity for them to show their school spirit, but also to give back to a child in need.
Well, and this encompasses, Billy, this encompasses a lot of kids. Not only the kids involved, but the kids they're raising money for. What does all this mean for all these kids involved?
Yeah, I think what it is for young kids. I mean, Bill, I don't know about you, but I was a volunteer when I was younger, and I think it was very important for that whole idea of giving back and to something bigger than yourselves. And so I think for the kids who are involved, it gives them a lot more empathy. It gives them that value of community service. Helps them have like a start of the lifetime of volunteerism, some leadership skills, and teamwork. You really have to work together to make a project successful. I think for the kids that they are serving, it is proven that we have great emotional and physical benefits that we can give when we are able to grant a wish come true for a child. And so it's far-reaching. They are not only granting a wish, they're really giving these children hope. And I just think that's a great thing for kids to be a part of.
Well, and I got to sidebar this, too, because you mentioned Aurora. She's somewhat of a local celebrity and a local hero here for all the work she's done for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, she is amazing. She's our hero as well. Shout out to her.
Absolutely. And we're talking Kids for Wish Kids today. With President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, Billy Joe Zielinski. Billy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Well, yeah, if you're interested in like your local Cub Scout or your school or a church, whoever works with youth, even preschools can get involved. Contact us to learn more. So you can just go on our website at wish.org/North Dakota or give us a call at 701-280-WISH, and we'll be happy to help.
And folks, if you missed any of our conversation with Billy and I here, this will be podcasting up on our website early this afternoon. Billy Joe, always great to talk with you. I always look forward to this segment each and every month. You have a great rest of August and look forward to our conversation here in September.
Sounds good. You do the same. And for all those kids and families out there, happy start to school.
Absolutely. Make-A-Wish, North Dakota, our Make-A-Wish Mondays. These are so special to us. And today, talking Kids for Wish Kids with Billy Joe. It's 9:28 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Colorado Wheat recently announced that the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation and BioSeries Crop Solutions partnered to advance resilient HB4 wheat. U.S. Colorado Wheat.